This is The Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World, featuring profiles in innovation, restoration, and courage in the world of environmental engineering.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Matrix podcast. Today we are talking with two leaders in Matrix's industrial resource group. We have Reginald Prime, title is National Industrial Wastewater Practice Director, and John Burns, who is a National Industrial Water Treatment Director. How are you guys today?
Doing great. Excellent.
Thank you very, very much for coming on. We understand that both of you are experts in water management. So can you tell us what it is that you do?
So I am leading the industrial wastewater practice at Matrix. And so our clients discharge wastewater that in some cases needs to be pre-treated or treated to meet standards. And then we also engage in wastewater reduction efforts because the less wastewater you discharge, the less you pay to do so.
We help clients look at the source of where their water comes from for their industrial process, how they treat that source to meet their internal quality needs, whether or not that treatment practice has been optimized and is running efficiently. We help them with troubleshooting. And then much like Reggie said, we help them look for ways to save water, because saving water for a lot of these guys means saving money. But we have to be sure that, you know, when we do that, we're not doing anything that would jeopardize the quality of the water, which in turn might jeopardize their process efficiency or the quality of their product.
You know, actually, I have to tell you that inside Matrix, you guys are known as a Coke and Pepsi, right? Because one of you worked at Coke, one of you worked at Pepsi.
That's true.
That's right. Mutt and Jeff.
But you guys get along very well, we understand. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about is the fact that about 45% of the United States right now is facing drought conditions, you know, with hard-hit areas in California, the Southeast, and here in New Jersey in the Northeast. And there's a lot of challenges that come with drought, especially for industrial businesses. In the current situation with the drought, you know, what are your clients doing and what are their concerns?
Their first concern is, are they going to have enough water to keep operating? I mean, that's always top of mind. And when they think about that, they think about what alternative sourcing strategies they may have for their finished product. You know, if they can't make it, you know, locally because of a drought, where else are they going to get it? And then they also look at how can they save water. And, you know, things that they are concerned about is, like I mentioned before, is as you look at ways to save water, you have to make sure that you do it wisely. And the other thing they're concerned about in drought, you know, oftentimes in drought, the quality of the incoming water gets worse because of concentration of various impurities and contaminants. So they get concerned about that, and how is that going to affect their treatment processes and ultimately their finished product quality.
A lot of your business is in the beverage industry.
Correct.
Besides making sure that there's enough water, there's also a big focus on making sure that the water is being discharged properly. Reggie, tell me your side of the business. How does that work? Like, what is the value that Matrix brings to the table?
Right. So on my side, from a food and beverage perspective, what we bring to the table at Matrix is ways from experience to conserve your wastewater discharge because you pay for flow. So the less that you can discharge, the less that you can pay. So you pay for it two ways. You pay for it when you buy it and it comes into the facility, and John's expertise treats that water to get it ready for the process. And then on the wastewater side, we have to either pre-treat or completely treat that wastewater to meet all of the standards that the municipality sets out. The two-pronged issue there is, of course, number one, like I mentioned, you want to conserve your wastewater discharges because you pay less when you do so. And then on the other side, being in compliance with the law. And these days, in terms of drought conditions and such, I think it's becoming more and more imperative that the quality of that wastewater being discharged, it's becoming more important to make that water more readily recyclable and reusable, because water is becoming such a scarce resource.
John, let me ask you, what are some water-saving recommendations that Matrix has for its clients?
Well, I think there's a lot of ways. You know, if you look at a Pareto analysis, right, of where water is used within the facility, you know, 80% of the water goes to the water treatment room in a typical beverage facility. So that's the first place you start. You know, you fish where the fish are. So you look in the water room and you say, okay, where is water going to drain in the water room? And, you know, there's some very standard methods that, unfortunately, as people get, I don't want to use the word lazy, but you know, they've got other focus areas. But there are things like recovering backwash. There are things like making sure that your reverse osmosis is operating at proper recovery. And then there are new technologies that we can bolt on that can reduce the amount of water that's wasted from these membrane processes. So those are some teasers, if you will, that I can give you. But then we also look into the process, too. We look at where water is used out in the process and whether or not, you know, it's operating at the proper flow rates, whether solenoids are employed so that when product isn't being run or packaging isn't going by, the water doesn't have to keep running. And that's a very common thing where, you know, it's just people get used to the fact that water is supposed to run all the time. But, you know, if it's used for, say, package rinsing, you know, you don't need to pump water through there if there's no packages to rinse out. So those are things that we look at. We look at in the water room, that's number one. And then we look at where water is used in the process, whether or not it's being used efficiently. And then we look at how can we reclaim water sources and reuse them in some non-critical areas, say for evaporative cooling, which is a very common way.
One of the services that I understand that Matrix provides is doing what's called process optimization studies with your clients. Reggie, could you explain a little bit about what that is?
Sure. Really what it entails is going into a plant or other industrial setting and taking a look at the existing processes, be it a wastewater process or any other kind of process related to the management of wastewater, and evaluating what is there and looking at ways to make it more efficient.
John, how does it work on your side? Is it similar?
Yeah, it's very similar. And Reggie brings up a great point. You know, a lot of our clients ask us to come in and kind of start with a blank sheet of paper and say, hey, this is our process. This is the way we're running things today. This is where we're using water. And just basically come in and kind of evaluate, hey, am I using water the right way? Is there a way that I can capture that water and reuse it, reprocess it in such a way so that I can basically come in and optimize the entire process and basically put together a laundry list, or sometimes we call it a hot list of things that are low-hanging fruit that they can implement right away with little or no capital expense. And then there are some other long-term projects that would require some more detailed return on investment calculations so they can determine, you know, is it worth the investment of the capital to be able to put that in to save water and save money.
What does this mean as far as providing another value-added service at Matrix?
Well, instead of going the design-build route to build something new, we can evaluate a existing wastewater treatment plant and ascertain whether or not it makes sense to maybe renovate, to look at low-hanging fruit in terms of efficiency, because if you can make it more efficient without having to spend additional capital, that's the first line of defense.
We're here talking again with Reggie Prime and John Burns. They are the leaders of Matrix's Industrial Resources Group, and we spent a lot of time talking about water treatment and wastewater. And guys, thank you very much. We really appreciate you being on our podcast.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad we could participate in this podcast and hope people learn from it.
You've been listening to Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more information about Matrix New World's important work and our family of consultants, engineers, planners, developers, and experts who make it happen, visit us at matrixneworld.com. That's MatrixNeWorld.com. Or send an email to info@matrixneworld.com. Thanks again for listening.